Chapter 22. Again and again, apostrophe said Jasper, in conclusion, twirling the leaves of the book before putting it by, I have relapsed into these moods, as other entries show. But I have now your assurance at my back, and shall put it in my book, and make it an antidote to my black humors. Apostrophe, such an antidote, I hope, apostrophe returned Mr. Crisparkle, as will induce you before long, to consign the black humors to the flames. I ought to be the last to find any fault with you this evening, when you have met my wishes so freely. But I must say, Jasper, that your devotion to your nephew has made you exaggerative here. Apostrophe, you are my witness, apostrophe said Jasper, shrugging his shoulders, what my state of mind honestly was, that night, before I sat down to write, and in what words I expressed it. You remember objecting to a word I used, as being too strong? It was a stronger word than any in my diary. Apostrophe, well, try the antidote, apostrophe rejoined Mr. Crisparkle, and may it give you a brighter and better view of the case. We will discuss it no more now. I have to thank you for myself, thank you sincerely. Apostrophe, you shall find, apostrophe said Jasper, as they shook hands, that I will not do the thing you wish me to do, by halves. I will take care that Ned, giving way at all, shall give way thoroughly. Apostrophe, on the third day after this conversation, he called on Mr. Crisparkle with the following letter. My dear Jack, I am touched by your account of your interview with Mr. Crisparkle, whom I much respect and esteem. At once I openly say, that I forgot myself on that occasion quite as much as Mr. Landless did, and that I wish that bygone to be a bygone, and all to be right again. Look here, dear old boy. Ask Mr. Landless to dinner on Christmas Eve, the better the day, the better the deed, and let there be only we three, and let us shake hands all round there and then, and say no more about it. My dear Jack, ever your most affectionate, Edwin Drood. P.S. Love to Miss Pussy at the next music lesson. Apostrophe, you expect Mr. Neville, then? Apostrophe, said Mr. Crisparkle. I count upon his coming, apostrophe, said Mr. Jasper. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.